What up?
Hey, yo.
We live. Okay, so.
Brooks.
Wait, go ahead.
I'm Brooks.
And I'm Megan. And we're Sis.
Bro.
Show.
A comedy.
Duo.
We should have like an applause right there.
Hey, I can totally add an applause.
Yeah.
All right. They have the sound clips on Anchor that you can add to it. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
There's so many different sound clips. Like, I kind of want to, like, have you, like, farting at one point or something.
What? Like, find an awkward moment where I'm, like, stumbling and just put, like, a fart noise in.
Yeah. And then I'll be like,
cover it up.
Ew.
Hey, I'm a can.
Oh, shit. I didn't write down the start time. Okay. 9:28. All right, here we go.
Here we are.
So now we end the next episode.
Mm-hmm. And with this episode, we want to start out with some questions for our listeners if they wanted to submit. What's the thing they submit?
So within our episode summary or description or wherever you're listening, if it gives a description, there's a link you can click to leave us a voice message. But like I was thinking, what if they can't talk? Like, how are they going to leave us a message? We need to have different ways, brother.
Maybe they can comment on our Facebook. Wait, if they can't. Okay, I don't know why. Per se, I thought, what if they can't hear? I was like, well, first of all, they wouldn't be listening to this podcast.
So, I don't think they would.
I don't think we have to worry about that. if they don't talk, then I guess they could just send us a message over Facebook.
Yeah, on our Sis Facebook. Bro Sis Bro Show Facebook official page.
Is that just Sis Bro Show, or is it the full Sis Bro Show, a comedy duo?
It's facebook.com/SisBroShow.
All right, so just Sis Bro Show. So hit us up on Facebook if you can't talk. If you can leave us a voice message, be sure to do that because I have some questions for our listeners.
All right.
One is, what little things in life do you do to cheer yourself up? For those of you who know my current situation, I'm trying to do anything and everything I can to try and be more positive, try and, feel better in general. So what tips do you have for us? What are the things that you enjoy and that you like to do that make you feel better?
Yeah, we want to know.
Because we want to know. Bath? Because I might actually try some of those things talk about it on the podcast.
Have you taken a bubble bath?
I have not taken a bubble bath. I don't think I even have any bath bubbles to use.
You just got to use some shampoo. That's how the bath bubble companies get you. It's basically just shampoo.
Yeah, but the bath bubbles themselves. Oh, I could probably get, I love vanilla. I love the smell of vanilla. I could probably get like vanilla bubble bath or something.
Mm-hmm. You totally could.
Yeah, instead of having shampoo smelling bubbles.
And bath salts that you put in the bath.
Not to be used in other ways.
No, not to use and eat someone's face.
Yeah, we want to refrain from doing that.
I mean, but hey, if you like to use bath salts, no judgment. Just not for us.
I will admit one of the things I like to do that gives me kind of, it does give me a little bit of a pick-me-up, is I like to watch bloopers from movies and TV shows on YouTube. Bloopers always make me laugh and give me kind of a little, a little boost up. So that's one of my things I can throw out there as an example, is I like to watch TV show and movie bloopers. What about you? What's an example of you?
Oh, well, first of all, I like the bloopers too. Friends bloopers are hilarious.
Oh, that's a good one. I need to look those up. I've been watching a lot of Parks and Recs, Will Ferrell movie bloopers. Just because, anything like that where they do stuff and they start cracking up the other people by what they're doing or what they're saying, especially Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Rudd.
Oh, he's hilarious.
I watched a lot of Paul Rudd bloopers.
Have you seen that new show he's in?
No, I haven't. I've seen the trailers and stuff for it.
Oh, God. Kevin and I watched that in like a day because it's so good.
Yeah. I mean, he also says it's a pretty short series that you could binge it in a day.
Yeah, it's good. Oh. I hope it comes back.
I watched him promote it on, there's a YouTube channel called First We Feast, and they do a series called Hot Ones, where they have hot wings and even hotter questions. So it's like they interview people and help them promote their stuff. It's like almost like a Jimmy Fallon or, something like that, Jay Leno. But they progressively eat 10 hot wings and it gets hotter with the hot sauce.
Oh my God. I saw somebody on that. Who did I see on that? I want to say maybe Jim Jefferies.
I've watched a bunch of them.
Have you seen the Jim Jefferies one?
I don't think I have. I think I've seen like you know where it shows you like the recommended and it just has a list of all the different ones. Mm-hmm. I saw him on there, but I didn't watch that one though.
Oh, he's funny. I like Jim Jefferies.
Because I found it through looking at Will Ferrell bloopers. I found Will Ferrell was on there. Paul Rudd. I recently watched Tenacious D was on there. Jack Black and Kyle Gass.
Oh God. Mm-hmm. I love them.
Yeah, they're hilarious on there too. I mean, they're hilarious all the time. I love
they are. They are. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna start at the crack of noon. Mm-hmm. I use that all the time.
Oh man.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Mm-hmm. I need to see that movie again. That's another one. That's a good pick me up. There is watching a good funny classic movie.
Yes,
it reminds you of better times.
I watch clips from like Jimmy Fallon and the other late night guys. I like the lip sync battles on Jimmy Fallon. Mm. Hilarious.
I think they're all right. I don't get the whole lip sync thing.
No. I'm not talking about the lip sync battle show. Okay.
Well, no, I mean them. I watched it on Jimmy, because Jimmy Fallon's like the one that does it, right?
Yeah, he started it.
Yeah. So I even watched the one through looking at Paul Rudd. I watched Paul Rudd do it.
Oh my God, you didn't think it was funny?
Oh, I mean, I thought it was all right. I went.
When he did Tina Turner?
It was okay, but that's just like the premise of it is that, you know.
Let me just see him do Tina Turner. You better be good to me. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I do, but it's just.
Did you see Joseph Gordon-Levitt? And he did he did Nicki Minaj. Mm-mm.
I stopped watching it.
Oh my God, you gotta watch that's why. So you gotta give it a chance.
No, I can't do it. It's just no. I mean, I gave it. That was a chance. No, I gave no, it. No, I gave no, it a no, chance. No, I was no, just no. like, I was like, oh, this is not good. I'm not enjoying this.
Oh my God. Well, Joseph Gordon-Levitt sings Nicki Minaj. What is it? The bass song, Super Bass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's hilarious because he twerks. Come on now. Joseph Gordon-Levitt twerking is hilarious.
I'll pass. I'll stick with my bloopers.
Fine, just stay depressed. Whatever.
I mean, that's what I did. I watched it and it didn't cheer me up. I was like, I'm going to get back to my bloopers here. This is not doing it for me.
Oh, well, that's
funny. Everything is bringing me down.
I also like to watch like the where they get surprised on like America's Got Talent or places like that, where it's like, this is a surprising, the judges never expected this. I don't know, I like to watch those too. It was pretty good.
I like to watch celebrity surprises where like celebrities like surprise people, like they don't know they're there.
Oh yeah,
those are always nice.
Boring.
I think mainly because I imagine myself as a famous person.
And you're surprising day, people.
And that I hope one day that I can surprise people. I'm like, oh my God, it's Brooks. And I'm like, that's right. I'm right here in front of you. And they're like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah.
Oh my God. I think of myself as famous like all the time.
I'm sure everyone has those daydreams where they're thinking like, man, I wish I was famous.
Oh my God.
Wish like, I'd be on the red carpet doing interviews and shit.
Where it shows like famous singers and they're like covering people that they admire. Like, I was singing some Brooks and Dunn, Neon Moon, and I was like, you know, when I'm famous one day, I'm going to cover Brooks and Dunn, Neon Moon.
I know.
I love that. It's my favorite Brooks and Dunn song.
Well, I was hoping, too. Like, I was actually, I was telling Jesse.
Okay, go ahead.
I was telling Jesse, our one of our younger sisters, you know, with me writing and stuff, that I'm saving a really big story and big project, like the books and stuff I'm going to be doing to kind of get started or kind of just get my feet wet.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They're kind of small in like baby step, like stepping stone stories. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the big ones, there's a role that I want to play if it becomes a movie.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get in shape. So by the time it rolls around, I can be like, you know what? I'm going to play this character. And they're going to be like, what? I'm like, yeah, that's going to be me.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be Rocky.
Yeah. So I'm going to be Rocky, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like exactly like how Sylvester Stallone did, where he went up with the whole Rocky script and was like playing Rocky. And they're like, no, you're not. And then he finally found someone who would let him play Rocky.
Right. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I'm going to do that. But I had to become an established author first, you know, throw out some good stories.
Well, I mean, who heard of Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm hoping the stories I'm writing now are going to get picked up and turned into movies.
Yeah.
Well.
It could happen.
It can happen. I mean, I got some pretty good stuff. I mean, I think it's pretty good. But I'm sure everyone who's writing a story thinks their story is pretty good. But I'm going to put it out there.
We're going to do our show. Because you're going to be famous. And you're going to be like, look, my sister, she's hilarious. We got the show. She's been writing it for a while.
How many episodes do you got?
Three.
Three episodes?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I got the whole first season planned out, but I've only written three episodes.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they need some work. They're very rough drafts, but they're there.
And you make sure too, like they say, like for certain scripts, like certain X amount is like this much time or something like that.
Yeah, it's like a give and take type deal. Like maybe a little over, maybe a little under, because I don't know exactly how to get it right. You know, because I never acted out a whole scene or anything like that. You know.
Yeah.
So.
Now the thing is, though, are we aiming to play ourselves in the show?
Yeah, I want to.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to get, because I'm going to be super busy with starring in movies and whatnot, but I can probably still do a TV show. I mean, you know, Chris Pratt was in Parks and Rec, and now he's, you know, Star-Lord and Jurassic Park and all this other stuff. So I'm sure I can handle it.
Yeah. And Chris Pratt did live in a van for a while.
Yeah he did. He lived in a van. And then what was the Charlie Day?
Oh, yeah.
From Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He does a lot of movies, too. So we can totally do that.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just gotta find somebody that wants to listen to us.
And also look at us, because having a podcast and having a TV show are two completely different things.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am beautiful.
Well, I mean, I'm getting there. I mean, I was already looking, you know, like all right to begin with, but now I'm like really getting, you know, lean and getting pumped up. I still probably need to like lose like another, I mean, I can maybe 20 pounds, maybe 25. I mean, I don't want to get like weird thin like I used to be when I worked out pretty hardcore back in the day. That was, right. I felt too lean. I felt too thin. I felt weak.
I need to lose 40 pounds. That's what I want to lose.
Yeah, 40?
Well, I've already lost 25, close to 30.
Oh, okay. So you're doing for 40 overall.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, oh, I thought you were saying I lost 35 pounds. I just need to lose 40 more. I'm like, so you want to lose 75 pounds in total?
Well, I'm tall, so I carry my weight better. You know, being a woman, I don't look. If I was a man at this weight, I would look bigger.
That sounds sexist.
It's because I have boobs and I have wider hips than most men.
Well, now you're just rubbing it in.
but you know, I want to keep my hips and my boobs, but that doesn't usually happen when women lose weight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same with guys when they try and lose weight and get lean, they end up losing muscle mass as well. It's kind of hard to maintain muscle and be thin without following like a crazy strict diet and workout regimen.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Yeah, but I'm gonna try and do it.
Well, they're streaming like the weight loss classes online now that the YMCA is closed.
Because of the virus.
Yeah, because of stupid coronavirus. Next is gonna be the Budweiser virus. I talked to Daddy about this. He called me the other day. He was drunk, if you could believe it. he was asking how we were doing, and you asked him what he was doing, and he was like, oh, I'm drinking. I told him, one of my friends was talking with me, and she was like, next, they're going to have the Budweiser virus. I said, if they do that, my daddy is going to be patient zero. And he was like, yep, Budweiser virus. You know, if that comes out, I got it. Oh, he was so drunk.
Good.
Yeah, but think about it. What kind of virus? What virus would you want if it was an alcoholic drink? Like, what would be your virus?
I would want. probably my favorite drink.
White Russian.
Exactly, yes, White Russian. Although that sounds like I kidnapped someone, like, oh, I caught a White Russian. I caught the White Russian.
You need to give that back.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I love, that's my thing. That's my drink is the White Russian.
You're totally
it's
the
just
dude.
So good. I am the dude. That's like the whole reason I even tried it. Like, it was my buddies who ended up getting me to try it because, you know, of the dude.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried it and I was like, this is fucking delicious. And I went to a place where they put like, they dropped also like a cherry in there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that shit was amazing.
Mm.
So when I do start drinking again, you know, after I really, you know, like I said, I'm on that strict diet myself right now, so I can't have any type of alcoholic beverages. But when I do, oh, tomorrow's my cheat day.
Oh, White Russian.
Well, no, I still can't have alcohol on cheat day. It's only for meals. But I'm probably going to have pizza.
Ooh, pizza. We have pizza some, tonight. Hey, tomorrow is the last day of the Domino's 50% off pizzas deal.
That's exactly where we're getting pizza from.
There you go. Tomorrow's last day. You're welcome.
Thank you. I will be sure to let everyone know. That's awesome. So we're totally going to do that. And then I still have some of my Reese's cookies that I'm going to dip into as well.
Oh, shit. Don't get sick.
I don't have enough to, I don't think I have enough to make me sick. Maybe feel like I did last week when I did that. Because I ate like 2/3 of that thing. So I only have 1/3 left.
Yeah.
So it's maybe just enough.
Gotcha.
But I'm going to kill it off. And then I'm probably going to end up skipping cheat day next week and doing 2 weeks straight of workout regimen and dieting.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Just to confuse my body, you know, because on Sunday it's going to be waiting for it. Mm-hmm. Like my body knows when Sunday is here, my body knows like, hey, here we go. What's it going to be today?
Let's do it.
So I'm gonna skip next week, especially since I've been going so crazy here lately on my cheat days. That's good. You know, having a cheat day in your diet is good. It keeps you sane and keeps you from falling off the wagon or getting back on the wagon.
Hmm.
Are you back on the wagon or off the wagon?
You're on the wagon. The wagon has ran over you.
you are running adjacent to the wagon.
The wagon is on top. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so then there's that.
Gotcha.
Oh, also, I guess another question for our listeners. What is your favorite indulgence? Cheat meal or just indulgence in general? Because another thing I love is some French cheesecake.
Mm-mm. And yep. Watching some RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yep. What? I mean, like, just, like, food or sweets or you know, a lot of those lots.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So, cheesecake, but French-style cheesecake is another big indulgence for me.
And so, what's different between about the French?
Oh, French-style is, like, the cheesecake is, like...
Fried?
Do you think of, like, French fries or, like...
Oh, yeah.
French fried cheesecake or... No, it's, like, the cheesecake is, like, whipped. Like, it's almost like a whipped cream. And then it has, like, a bunch of, like, really fine, like, crumbled graham cracker, almost like a fine dust lining the bottom of it.
Yum.
Yeah. So, it's pretty delicious. Mm-hmm. And one of my weaknesses, like, I would pick one of those up and be like, oh, right, I'll go ahead and I'll snack on this throughout the week. And I would eat it in, like, as soon as I got home and the whole fucking thing.
You're like the Golden Girls with their cheesecake.
So yeah, so I can't have cheesecake. I can't have peanut butter around. I have to just not have that around me or in the household.
Oh, I have the peanut butter that's like keto peanut butter. It's no sugar, no salt added. You have to keep it in the fridge. It's not bad though.
I've heard about that because like it something separates with the keto peanut butter if you leave it out.
Mm-hmm. But it's pretty good. Like I'll just get a spoon and get some out, and it's like eating crushed up peanuts, you know.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I may try it out when we go keto diet is kind of off, coronavirus dies down, so we can actually get the supplies for keto.
Right, because you do need a lot of meat.
Yeah.
lots of meat.
And apparently a lot of cheese.
Yeah, you do. Because it's a high-fat diet, so cheese is,
And when people, like, when they were explaining this to me, I just couldn't believe it. I was like, they were like, yeah, you know, pork rinds and, like, fried cheese, and you put cheese, like, cheese and eggs and cheese on this and cheese on that. Mm-hmm, I'm just sitting there, like, looking, like, my eyes all narrowed and stuff. I'm like, you fucking with me? No. It's like a trick to get me off my current diet and make me fat.
Well, dude, they make, like, the tortillas made of cheese. It's like these, like, really thin sliced cheese tortillas.
Cheese tortillas?
They're really good, though. And also, people use the cheese as bread for sandwiches. Oh. I, myself, use bacon weaves for bread.
Bacon weed?
Weaves. Like, you weave the bacon.
Make me an egg and cheese sandwich. It doesn't sound like it would work at all.
It does.
I've heard good things about keto, so I'm going to try it to also throw my body a curveball, because I've been on a very, like, lean protein diet. You know, a lot of chicken, a lot of broccoli, fried eggs, or hard-boiled eggs. And that's pretty much it. Oh yeah, peanuts. Mm-hmm. And I throw some fruit in there every once in a while, like apples or blueberries.
I can't eat blueberries.
Why not?
I'm allergic.
Oh,
allergic. You don't remember blueberries from when we were young?
did you go all Willy Wonka?
Almost. I did swell a lot. I had to go to the hospital from school because I ate blueberry muffins.
Huh. Yeah. Are you sure you're not allergic to just muffins?
I eat a lot of muffins. I'm pretty sure it was the blueberry. I don't know. Me and Joey went to Starbucks one day, and I got one of those, like, Rice Krispie treats, like their homemade ones. Oh, they're so good. Mm-hmm. And it was touching the blueberry muffins, and I didn't know it, and I had to go to the hospital.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, it's that bad.
What's your favorite kind of muffin?
Oh, I like the chocolate chip muffins.
What? I'm a banana nut muffin all the way.
Oh, you're a banana butt muffin. Do you remember
banana
that?
Banana butt muffin? Wait a minute. I do remember this. What happened?
You called it a banana butt muffin. That's what we called it from then on. You left it in my car and you asked me to go get it. He's like, can you go get my banana butt muffin? I was like, you're what? You were like, banana nut muffin. I was like, that's not what you said.
Banana butt muffin? Oh, God. Yeah, I do remember that.
That's all the boys would call it.
Yep.
Banana butt muffins.
Actually, I've had one of those. I used to live off those when I was installing cable.
Oh, man. Get them from Sheetz, those huge ones.
Those huge ones, that would do it.
I like those. I like the chocolate chip, but I also like the cream cheese ones. Oh, those are so good.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And also, for our listeners, what's your favorite kind of muffin? I'm really reaching out to our listeners on this one.
Yeah, we want to know.
About this stuff about everyone. That way we can start a podcast and be like, oh, we have a few, you know, voice messages to play on the podcast, or we have some comments or stuff to read off about some of the questions we had on the past podcast.
Right.
Let's see what they say.
Mm-hmm. We want to know your name. Mm-hmm. What kind of car you drive? Your favorite boy band?
Shoe size. Yeah.
What kind of job you have?
Where does the sun come from?
Your social security number.
What does tree bark taste like?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think our listeners need to help us with that one.
Yeah, because I'm afraid to find out.
We should ask Jessie what a muddy stick tastes like.
Yeah. We'll get her to chime in.
If anything, just leave us a voice message and tell us anything. Anything. We just want to know about you. What's your favorite kind of fetish? Okay, no, don't tell us that.
Let's back it up.
Never mind.
Yeah, that was a little, we're getting a little deep. A little too deep.
I meant, do you like fettuccine?
Feta cheese.
Yeah, what kind of cheese do you like?
Yeah.
I prefer cheddar.
Jetta is good.
And Monterey Jack.
Oh, I do get Monterey Jack all the time on subs from Subway.
Oh, it's so good. I like the shredded Monterey. I get the wraps. You ever get the wraps?
Oh, I get the wraps all the time now.
Ooh, the tomato basil ones?
I've actually never tried that one.
Ooh, that was good.
Next time I do Subway, usually I do like something like that. Like something like that, I would save for a cheat day. So it's not that bad. Mm. But see, I still, it's not that bad, but I still have like a chicken and bacon wrap. I usually get just the spinach wrap.
Right.
But I'll try the tomato basil one.
Cooper's calling me. He wants to play some Sea of Thieves. I think that's what I'm going to do after I get off the podcast.
Yeah, a little Sea of Thievery.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and while we're at let's take a break and get a word from our sponsor.
Hey, word from our sponsor.
And that was the word from our sponsor.
Hey, thanks, sponsors. And if you're looking to find someone to sponsor, then we're your people.
Yeah, we are. If you have heard our commercials before and thought, whoa, these are the people I would like to read a commercial for me, then contact us.
Yep, especially that Brooks who has that liquid velvet voice.
Yes, and that Megan who has the prepubescent boy voice.
Yeah. Brooks and whoever that little boy he's talking to.
Oh, God.
They are hilarious together.
Totally. Well. And I can even get my kids to, you know, chime in if you have a kid product.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to do like a whole like spiel, like a whole like old-time radio thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can go there.
Anything like Ovaltine.
Ovaltine? I want some more. We don't even need the kids for this. We can just do it all ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
True. All right. We got you covered, everybody.
I already sound like a little boy, so. Mm-hmm. Please, sir, I want some more.
Oh, God. Yep.
I always think of a Christmas story. Ovaltine.
Ovaltine? Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. Oh, good.
Son of a bitch. Or something. I don't know what he says. It's a cuss word, though.
I think it was something along those lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had Kendall and Cannon last night. They spent the night with me.
Oh.
They're so crazy.
Yeah. They super cray-cray.
Kendall acts like a little teenager now.
Yeah.
She was telling me all these stories and such. And she wanted me to show her all my makeup. And when she gets to be older, she's going to get so much makeup so she can put on her face.
Oh.
Yeah. She was telling me all this different stuff. She's funny. Mm-hmm. And then Cannon, he's funny without even trying. Oh, Kendall, one thing Kendall said was, oh, I just love the weekends. There's no school, no work. You get to spend time with your family. Oh, and my favorite, you get to sleep in. I was like, oh my God. Yes. You should be my child. I love sleeping in too.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then Cannon kept telling on people. He would just say, look at Hannah's closet. She's got candy in there. And then he kept coming to me. Did you look?
Have you been in there?
Yeah. Like he wanted her to get in trouble. And then
he wanted to see it go down.
Right, right. And then Vera went and shared the video game. So he had to keep coming telling there. Did you start the timer? Because I kept starting a timer for them to tell him when it was whose turn. They were playing Red Dead, but they kept calling it the cowboy game.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing Undead Nightmare.
Ah, the original. Nice.
Yeah, they were playing on the 360. I had to go and dig through Cooper's games to find it because I also wanted to play the raccoon game.
Sly Cooper? Wait, is that the raccoon game?
The raccoon game is GTA.
What? Wait a minute. What?
It was because when Cannon played it the first time, Cooper's character had a raccoon head on.
Okay.
So, like, every time he talked about the raccoon game, I thought he was talking about some cute animal game he was playing, but now he was talking about GTA.
GTA, yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't play GTA. They just played Red Dead Undead Nightmare.
Yeah. See, that's great, because I'm all for letting kids watch, like, you know, scary movies, playing, like, you know, violent, scary games, because, you know, we had that stuff growing up, and yeah. Our parents let us know that that stuff wasn't real.
Right. You know? Exactly. Even though there was this one time. I can't remember what movie it was, but, like, they breathed water, and I remember being in the bathtub thinking to myself, just do it. Your body's 90% water. You can breathe water.
Wait, how old were you when you knew those statistics about your water percentage of your body?
I don't know. I was old enough to know that, but not old enough to know that I couldn't breathe underwater. Oh, I just kept telling myself, just put your head under it. Just take a deep breath. You can do it. And then I didn't. Luckily, I didn't do it because I would be dead. You know, something told me, don't do it. Yeah. It was a fucking movie, you dummy.
Well, I feel like me too, like, you know, growing up and stuff, you know, I didn't like go up on the roof and try to jump off and fly, or, you know, try and do anything stupid, like get a gun, like from Dave's room and try and play with it.
Oh my God. You know,
I had a gun pretty early on. I think our dad actually still has it. He told me he still has the original gun that they got me when I was pretty little.
Yeah.
I remember I was so little that, I mean, I could still shoot it, but in order, it's like a single shot. Mm-hmm. And it's like a double barrel shotgun, but it's like a single barrel. And you have to hit the little lever on it, and then you can snap it down, and the shell will pop out.
Yeah.
And I could not do it. Like, I was so little, I couldn't do it. So I have to, like, hit the lever, smack it across my knee, to get it to pop open, and every time it did, the shell would pop out and hit me in the shoulder, and I'd go, ow. Like, every time. That's how little I was. But yeah. I was taught at a very early age about gun safety. I was taught also about how to handle a knife, how to always, you know, cut, and I still use that stuff to this day about, you know, always make sure you're cutting away from yourself. Always make sure you close your knife. Always make sure of this. Always make sure of that.
I remember you being young and whittling.
Yeah, I would whittle.
Yes, you would.
I was a little old man, you know?
You were.
But when I was little too, like, I didn't want to be like a superhero and jump off the roof either. I didn't want to be an action hero and play with guns. I wanted to be a stuntman because I knew it wasn't real, and I knew the people doing the stunts. I'm like, oh wow, that's really cool. I want to do that. So I would take that. You remember that purple seated rainbow bicycle that we all learned how to ride bikes on?
Oh yeah, I love that bicycle.
Yeah, I would take that out into the big lot next to us. I would ride as fast as I could through the yard, and then stand up on the seat, and then turn the handlebars as hard as I could to the left, which would crash the bike, launching me into the air, and I would practice my rolls when I hit the ground.
Yeah. And so your head would carry you really far.
I mean, I legit, full on, like, when I started seeing stuff about parkour, like when parkour started getting big,
see
how they land and roll, I was like, hey, that's what I used to do when I was little. They got that from me.
I started parkour.
Yeah, I executed perfect landings and rolls that still look really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I could be a stuntman also. I can do my own stunts in the movies that I want to be in and the TV show.
I remember you doing stunts and stuff like that. I remember you pretending to be the fly. Fly.
I would pretend to be the fly. For those of you who don't know, The Fly is an excellent movie starring Jeff Goldblum.
Where he turns into... A fly,
and I knew it was fake, so I wasn't. I loved that movie when I was little, and so I would practice being the fly by crawling all around a rocking chair, and I mean, like, legit, like starting from the side, crawling over like the top, and then down the side and across like the back. Yeah,
I remember you when we would get into the Gravitron at the Danville Fair, and you would crawl across the.
The seats would, like, move up and down, so the big ride that spins around in circles and, like, sticks you to the wall. Mm-hmm. So I would legit roll over to my stomach and start crawling around like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was always, like, one of my things is I was a little daredevil, but I was still, like, a stuntman. I was still planning out my stunts. Right. I don't know if you remember our old babysitter.
Which one?
The one I don't know if I want to say her name. Well, I guess we can because no one's going on, right?
Right.
I'm just going, Mrs. Gooch.
Oh, yeah. Kim's mom. What was her brother? Steven.
Steven. Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She is a big gamer, and he passed on. Oh, she did?
Yeah, she had breast cancer. I talked to Kim probably a couple years ago and asked her, and she said she passed away. And I said, I loved your mama.
Well, she was a nice lady.
She made some good egg sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. And her son, Steven, he taught me a lot about video gaming in general. He used to get those video game magazines in the mail. Mm-hmm. But going back to the stunts, you know, they had that really steep driveway.
Oh, my God. That thing was scary.
And it led like kind of almost like, and once you get down into the bottom, it leads into the road. Mm-hmm. And they would tell me, they're like, yeah, you can't ride down that at full speed or, you know, you'll end up in the road. And I was like, shh, watch this. hold my sippy cup. And I did. I took one of their bikes and I hauled ass down it. But I knew, like, you know, I knew how to do a pretty good stops on bikes, especially on, like, you know, gravel dirt roads like we had, because I would practice them as a stuntman in training. I rode as fast as I could, hauling ass down that steep driveway. And once I reached the bottom, I hit the brakes, turned it sideways, planted my back foot, and slid to a stop.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a big win for me when I was little. That's one of those things where it's like you look back on, you're like, yeah, I totally fucking did that.
Oh, man, they have that big gully, too. Do you remember that? That really steep gully in the woods?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, we had some fun playing over there.
Oh, we did.
Do you remember taking our pet rat over?
Oh, God, the pet rat, the rat we found in the cat box.
Yeah.
So we had cats, and we had found... Here, I'll let you tell this one. You tell this one.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, we did. We had cats, and our cats had a baby, and they took our rat that we kept in the drawer upstairs. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was his house.
Yeah. God, we were so poor. And we found the rat in the cat box. I guess the cat wanted the baby kittens to kill it and, like, teach it how to hunt.
Yeah, it was to feed the kittens.
Right. So we were like, we saved it and we put it in was it a pencil box?
It was an old school pencil box.
Yeah. And we took it over to Miss Gooch's house and she was like, get that thing outside. So we went outside and we opened it and the rat had died.
he had died.
Yeah, he got dead.
Yeah.
I guess we didn't put holes in the
yeah.
pencil box.
Because apparently things need oxygen to live.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, I think a pencil box would have enough oxygen. I think, honestly, he probably like died of natural causes.
Oh, yeah. The cat probably. Like.
Yeah. Well, no, because he was still alive. Yeah. I mean, I think he was in shock, and then his little mouse heart just gave out.
Yeah. So we didn't have no more pet mouse in our drawer upstairs.
I did have a pet bird for a while.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. This is back out in like the main house that we grew up in. I had found a bird and it just didn't want to fly.
Aww.
So I would put it on my bicycle and it would sit on my handlebars and we'd ride around.
Aww. Yeah. Oh my God, do you remember my pet frog that I did that with?
The one you ran over?
I did. It would sit on the fender and just ride.
It would.
Forever.
Until
it didn't want to anymore, and then I ran over it.
my bird eventually flew away, though.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. It was a nice bonding with nature moment. You know? I don't think kids find enough hurt things these days.
No, they don't. Kids won't even catch fireflies anymore, or lightning bugs. Sorry, I don't know why I said fireflies.
What? Where are you from?
Right.
Yeah, that was a big thing, catching lightning bugs. I used to catch lizards and frogs all the time too.
Oh yeah, I would. We would catch everything except for snakes. I didn't want to do nothing with those snakes.
Yeah, me neither. I'm still mad at Jesse for letting my lizard go.
She let your lizard go?
Yeah, when we were super little and in the trailer. I caught a lizard and put him in a jar and, you know, punched holes in it. I put some, like, leaves and stuff in there and I was going to get I was building him, like, a little house, like a little...
The know, leaves to recreate him. His environment.
Yeah, that way he'd feel at home.
Right,
and she took it outside and let him go while I was preparing, like, a new home for him, you know, because that was going to be just a temporary place for him to live. I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, he wanted to be free. And I was like, Jesse...
No, he didn't. He wanted to be my friend.
He wanted to be my friend. That little lizard did haul ass, though, so I don't know.
he went to tell his friends about his new friend he met.
Probably. He was like going to probably have like a lizard party. They probably just forgot where I live. He probably ran up to his other lizards like, dude, there's this really cool kid. He's going to be making a house for us. We're going to be living the good life. It's going to be great. They got basic TV. All right. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. They're like, all right, let's go meet him. Let's go. And they're like, okay. And then he looks around and they're like, come on, let's go. He's like, I forgot which way he was. I'm like, no, Carl, damn it.
Oh, God damn it, Carl.
God damn it, Carl.
Oh, and he's like, oh, that little girl with the four eyes, let me go.
Look, one day me and Carl reunited. Like, I just happened to be visiting like back home and I see a lizard and I go, hey. And
then Carl? It's like,
Carl? And then he leaps into my arms and we do that whole thing. We're like frolicking through the fields.
And music starts playing. Reunited and oh, it feels so good.
Yeah, exactly. After all these years.
I wish I could be reunited with Frank, my frog.
Frank
but
he
did.
But he's dead. But he died.
He died.
He died.
Man. Oh, and our cat's name was Trigger. Remember Trigger?
Mm-hmm. I remember Trigger.
Trigger had about 11 kitties.
But she had like three litters, didn't she?
Oh my God, so many. She was such a little hoe.
Well, kittens popping out everywhere.
Yeah.
And there'd be new kittens like around. I'm like, didn't you just have kittens?
And we always had like our kitties from her litters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had so many pits.
Oh, yeah.
Buck, our retarded dog.
Yep. Oh, good old Buck.
I'm pretty sure he was mentally challenged.
Yep, but he was sweet. He was a sweet boy. He just liked dancing. he just liked dancing.
He loved dancing with Jesse.
He loved dancing with Jesse. I mean, that's daddy. He'd jump on her back. And just start dancing. And I mean, we're confused. We're like, hey, what's he doing to Jesse? And he would be yelling at him. I'd be like, get down. He's just dancing.
He's just dancing. I remember one time he jumped on Jesse to start dancing and put his paws in her jacket.
In her coat pockets.
Yeah.
And she started doing the conga line.
Hey.
And he's just behind her, just going to town.
Oh, God.
Oh, yep.
You know, Rusty, our dog, likes to dance.
Oh, yeah. He's a dancer.
Oh, my God. He was dancing with Cooper one day. Ooh. And I guess Cooper wasn't paying attention. And Cooper came and told me. He was like, Rusty was dancing with me. And then he squirted Rusty juice all over me.
Rusty juice.
I'm like, oh, my God. God. Put your clothes in the washing machine now.
You get in there, you clean up that rusty juice.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't think Buck ever. I don't know, but we need to ask Jessie if she ever got any Buck juice.
Any Buck juice on her. Did you ever see any Buck juice?
I didn't personally. But I assume there had to have been some.
I mean, possibly, as much as they were dancing.
Yeah. He used to dance with his food bowl.
Yeah. There was like a board or a piece of wood in his like fenced in little area that he'd pick up and dance with that. It's like, God, that dog loves some dancing. You think he's up in Footloose or something?
Oh, man. I remember our neighbor had like a little Jack Russell. And mm-hmm. He would get out and try to dance with it. It just didn't work, though.
Oh, no, they were weren't good. They weren't compatible dancing partners.
No, they were not.
No, they were not.
I'm pretty sure it was a boy.
Buck didn't care. When he had the feeling to dance, he just had to dance. Sometimes you just got to dance it out. You know?
No, he danced all the time. Oh, He felt the music.
Yeah, you just gotta cut a rug. Oh, God.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, we had some very interesting pets, which I'm sure a lot of our listeners have had some interesting pets.
We want to hear about them.
And we want to hear about them. What kind of pets have you had? What kind of awesome, fun memories or funny moments have you had with your current pets or pets you had in the past?
Yeah. Did any of them like to dance?
Were any of them dancers? Let us know.
Yeah, we want to know.
One of the coolest things I ever seen was I went over to do a job. I was doing cable, and I was actually hooking up the phone at the time. And while I was hooking up the phone, I heard bring, and I stopped because I was like, wait a minute. I was like, the phone's not hooked up yet. What the hell's ringing? I heard bring, and I heard hello. And I was like, oh my God, it's a bird.
Oh my God, I want one.
And it was like spot on. Like it would do the rings, and then it sounded just like a phone. And then it would do the hello.
That's so perfect.
Yeah. I thought that was like the coolest thing ever.
Oh, I want a bird. I want one that talks like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be great.
I don't know. I hear birds are a lot of cleanup.
Well, I wouldn't do it, but I would,
make one of your 100 kids do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
They'd be in charge of cleanup. You just have fun with it.
Right. Well, I mean, you just got to keep like paper in the bottom of the cage and just change it out, right?
Yeah, but I hear like they go like through a lot and they get like, I don't know. Well, I don't know. You got ceiling fans?
Yeah.
You might want to clip some wings.
Oh. I don't know. I'm kind of interested to see how it plays out.
Good. Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've seen some other interesting pets through all the different jobs I've done.
Well, Nomi had a parakeet when we were younger, and it died. We had a funeral for it. It choked on a rock or something because it had like this hard thing in its neck. While we were trying to figure out how it died, we were performing the autopsy without cutting it open. Mm. And it choked on a rock.
It happens. Birdie.
We put it in a shoe box and buried it in her backyard somewhere. I can't remember that parakeet's name. I'll have to ask her.
Do you remember my hamster?
You mean my hamster that I gave you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hamster got passed around and it ended up with me.
Mm-hmm. Which one was it?
He was a little escape artist.
Which one was that one? Was it Peekaboo?
Well, he had many names. At first, his name was Dog because I wanted a dog, and then you gave me a hamster.
Yeah, but I named it something. I remember naming one Peekaboo.
I don't know. He got renamed then, too, because then the green stuff that we kept him in, it was like that green, like, I don't know, what was that stuff we kept in the bottom of the cage?
It was like some kind of shavings or something.
Yeah, like wood shavings, but it was green. And so it would turn him green. So I named him Piccolo.
Oh, yeah, Piccolo.
Yeah, so I named Piccolo because it would turn his white fur green.
He was mean.
He was. He was a little meanie. And I would do this trick with people where I would open up the top of the cage and reach in like I was going to pick him up. And I would take one of my white socks and like roll it and ball it up real tight. And then I would come back with the white sock in my hand, but I would cup it with both hands. So it's like I'm holding them. Mm-hmm. And I turn around and I'm like, oh, here, look at him. And I go, ow, like he bit me, and I throw my sock at him. And I got a pretty good amount of people with that, except for Mama.
Oh.
I tried it against Mama, and I walked in the kitchen while she was standing at the stove. I say, Mama, look at Piccolo. Ow, and I threw it at her, and she just smacked it out of midair down to the floor. Before I hit her. I was like, oh my God, man. I was like, oh man, that could be my hamster.
Mm-mm. Nope, not today.
Not on Mama.
I remember he let him free. He deserved to be in the wild. That thing was crazy.
No, he died.
Oh, him died? Yeah, wait, which one didn't? Which one got set free?
I don't remember the one that got set free. I just remember the one I had died. It ended up like he was just dead on his wheel. And his head was hanging out. And I think he was like trying to get out of the wheel and he got caught or something.
Ooh, yeah.
And like, you know, the little brace thing that's on the wheel itself and then the thing that holds up the wheel.
Yeah,
So we ended up burying him in the backyard.
I remember I had two and we had to separate them because Peekaboo, which I guess turned into Piccolo, was like biting the other one and like leaving holes in it.
Yeah. Super, super mean.
I can't remember what I named it though, the other one. baby or something like that. I know Cooper had gerbils. Uh-huh. And he had Wendy was one of the gerbils. And then the other one, I know Squirrel was one. And Squirrel was like killing all of them. Mm. Squirrel
lived to be always, why was always there's always one murderous one.
And like gerbils, they said needed other gerbils in there with them. Like they were very, but not Squirrel. Squirrel was not very personable. If you, no. I guess, or gerbiler.
Very gerbily.
Mm-hmm. Squirrel prefer to be alone. Was a lone gerbil.
A lone gerbil.
I'm trying to remember sounds the like other a good movie names. Title. Oh yeah, the lone gerbil. And gerbils are like hamsters, but with long tails. And they're more like you can handle them, except for Squirrel. You couldn't handle the shit out of her, but the other ones you could handle and won't bite like hamsters do. Mm.
Yeah, my buddy Dave had a hamster bite him, which I didn't know about. I was trying to pull the sock trick on him.
Ooh!
I reached into the cage and I turned around and he was gone. And I said, Dave? And I looked down the hallway and he was all the way at the end of the hall in the kitchen peeking his head out. And he said, you got it out. he didn't even stand close to me long enough for me to actually
do. He was gonna give him a heart attack.
Yeah, he was terrified of hamsters because his brother had a hamster. I didn't advise till later, but he said his brother had a hamster. It bit him. After that, he was just terrified of hamsters.
Well, I don't blame him.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have those experiences with animals where something happens with a certain animal, and then they become afraid of those animals. Ryan, for instance, was terrified of cats after getting scratched real bad by our cat.
I don't blame him.
Well,
our cat was a little bitch.
Well, our cat was super smart, though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because he'd turn off light switches, and he was a little asshole because I remember laying in bed and sleeping in, and all of a sudden I would get these splashes of sunlight on my face, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And he's like rubbing up against the window and pulling the curtain back with his tail. Like, one, why do you got to rub against the window?
Yeah, he wants to wake you up.
Yeah, he's doing that on purpose. There's no other reason to be rubbing it. You can rub up against anything, anywhere, but you're choosing that window and that curtain.
You know? Oh, my God. And he was so mean to Betsy.
Yes. We would be just sitting in our room, and Betsy is our youngest sister, and you just hear her go from, like, the living room. She'd go, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. And then she'd start screaming, run down the hallway, and our cat would be all arched up and hopping down the hall after her.
Yeah, sideways.
Sideways. And she'd jump in her bed and throw the covers over and she'd be screaming, leave me alone, leave me alone. And he would jump on the bed and start attacking her. The covers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
And in the mornings when we would wait for the bus, I'd be sitting on the couch and she'd come up and I could see her looking down the hall going, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
That was great. He did weird things too. He would like to walk through doorways on his hind legs. Did you ever see him do that?
I did. Like, what?
He did it.
What
he did it once when he come walking out of Jesse's room. And I was like, "What the hell?" And then I remember I was in the dining room and I was fixing a drink. And I turned around, and took a sip, and he come walking out the kitchen on his hind legs, hopping like just hopping out. And I spewed like Pepsi everywhere. I was like, "What the fuck?"
And he used to clean up after himself too. His litter box.
Yeah, like, sweeping.
Yeah.
Another thing that cat could do, I don't know if you remember his name. His name was Legato.
Oh, before it was Legato. What was it?
It was Kilala.
Yeah.
Because we thought it was a girl until we found out it had a penis.
Yes.
Yeah. But another thing, the most impressive thing I thought is me and Jesse, I was sitting in her room. We were playing the GameCube. We were playing Mario Sunshine. And Jesse was sitting there playing. And Legato keeps looking at the controller, I guess from, Jesse clicking, the joysticks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then look back at the TV and watching Mario. You can see his head bobbing and move side to side as he watched Mario. And he looked back at the controller. I told Jesse, I said, hang on, Jesse. I was like, let me see the controller real quick. And I took it and I said, in front of Legato. He was sitting on the bed in between us. And he reached out and grabbed that joystick and pulled it towards him and then looked up and was watching Mario just run. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God. And Jesse picked up the controller and started playing. I said, what are you doing? She was like, it's still my turn. I said, we got a cat that plays video games. What are you doing?
You're worried about your turn.
You're worried about your turn?
I remember that you telling me about that.
Yeah.
Because who got you that GameCube?
You did.
I did, yes.
And Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes.
Mm-hmm. I was the best sister ever.
The best sister ever.
Oh, yeah. I miss that kitty.
Well, that was a good, funny cat. Hey, did your pets ever do anything funny?
We want to know about it.
We want to know about your pets and the funny, odd things they do.
Yeah. Because we can't be the only ones, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you hear other stories and stuff. I know my buddy Caleb had a chocolate lab named Buddy who would turn off the light switch when he was told. And if he told him to clean out from under the bed, he would start digging everything out from underneath the bed.
Aww.
Yeah.
What a smart doggy.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I'm sure a lot of people have all kinds of great stories about their current pets, past pets, and the funny things they did. You remember Spiky Boy, the dog I used to have for like a little over 10 years? You remember how he was camera shy?
Oh, he was very camera. I have a video where he would not look at me because I was videotaping him.
Mm-hmm. He was camera shy.
Yep. So we want to know. We're getting close to the end of our time here.
So I think it's been a pretty good promotional episode, though, for getting people like, hey, like, you know, let us know about what's going on with you.
We want to know. We want to know about your pets. We want to know what you do to relax and to, like, cheer yourself up. We want to know about other stuff that you asked that I can't remember.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. I know. And what's your favorite alcoholic drink? I want to know that. Well, I know you, but I want to know. Okay. I want to know their favorite. So maybe maybe we could have an episode where once you can start drinking, we test people's favorite drinks. So tell us how you make it.
We should probably look that up though, because what if someone tells us some like weird shit and was like, no, don't mix that. That's mustard gas.
Well, I mean, I think if it's something really odd, then maybe we'll be like,
we probably shouldn't drink
where
that.
Do we get arsenic?
At the liquor store, I'm like, I'm looking to pick up and pull your phone out. Arsenic?
Yeah. Ammonia?
What aisle's that on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Clorox. Oh, that's weird. That's the same kind of stuff I used to clean with.
Yeah, how odd.
So if you like to drink that, don't tell us about it.
Yeah.
Because that would be mean.
That would. And we won't talk about it on our podcast. I can't want to call this a stream. I'm so used, like I said, years after talking about a stream, you know, ending, like, all right, we'll go ahead and wrap the stream here. You know, thanks for watching the stream. Thanks for hanging out on the stream. I just have that imprinted in my head. So it's hard. Like, you'll hear me pause before I say podcast.
Oh, yeah. It happens.
Yeah. So I'm sure once we do enough podcasts, I'll get more in the hang of doing it.
We will be, because we're going to get super famous.
Yeah. Super famous.
Mm-hmm. Y'all just got to share it with your friends. Hey, say, have y'all heard the Sis Bro Show comedy duo? They're pretty funny. Why don't you listen to them? They're everywhere. They're on Anchor. They're on Apple. They're on Google. They're on other platforms.
Yeah. That Brooks and his sister are amazing.
I mean, you mean that Megan and the other guy are amazing?
Yeah. What did I say?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what you meant to say.
Have you guys heard of the Brooks Show? Oh my God, did I ever tell you about that?
What?
Okay, so I did, when I first left manual labor trying to find jobs I can do with my bad eyesight. Mm-hmm. I got a job working at a place learning how to be an insurance agent.
Oh.
I did that for almost a year. I was an insurance, vehicle insurance adjuster, and then also rental insurance for homes.
Nice.
And during the training, it was a crazy long training process. You had to then take a test and then go through more training. And before we hit the floor, you know, with our approved licenses and stuff from different states, every team, every group that made it through gets to name their team. And so everyone was pitching names, and the teacher, the instructor was writing them on the whiteboard. And I suggested Brooks and Pals. And as a joke, she wrote it on the board. But then behind the scenes, I started campaigning to get it the team name to everyone vote for Brooks and Pals. Because there were so many different names that, you know, and there was like kind of different cliques, like people who sat next to each other. There was like different cliques.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, they're obviously going to vote for their own and get their, you know, person to the right and person to the left to vote. Mm-hmm. So the votes were going to be so split that I ended up getting my whole row, my entire row, to agree to vote for Brooks and Pals. Like we sat there and did the math where it was like, all right, look, if we get enough votes, we can legit get the team named Brooks and Pals. Oh my God. And I had enough votes, but they ended up just throwing out. They're like, no, I think the instructor was like, no, we're not doing Brooks and Pals because I had enough votes. And they're like, no, we cannot do Brooks and Pals. It was like, we're like democracy.
What? Yes, not fair at all.
Exactly. Oh. I campaigned, but and it was the most hilarious thing that I had enough votes to actually name the team Brooks and Pals.
And they threw it out. Sons of bitches.
Yep.
That's not fair.
Yeah, but it was a pretty hilarious process in that it actually ended up being enough votes for Brooks and Pals.
Look, baby, you should go into politics.
I should. I'm a good people person. I was able to convince enough people to vote for Brooks and Pals.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so they thought it'd be hilarious.
And you know, politicians make lots of money from, you know, investors and people wanting the politician in their back pocket. I hear that all the time.
I need then is I probably, if anyone's listening who, don't they have like teams that approach people and like, hey, we heard you want to be a politician. Do you want to run for this? You know, we'll back you. We'll do all this stuff. So for listening, if you happen to be part of a political team, you're like, hey, this guy's a great speaker and he makes a lot of sense and he's pretty funny and relatable. He could be president of the United States. Then you just let me know.
Oh God, I don't know. You have to run against Vermin Supreme.
Then I will convince people. I will find a way to be like, hey, you know what would be hilarious? If you guys vote for me. And they're like, yeah, that would be hilarious. Let's do that.
And we will rename the United States Brooks and Pals.
That'd be the United Brooks and Pals.
Oh yeah. You would be Brooks and we would be Pals.
Exactly. And if any foreign nation would come at us, I'd be like, hey, no one messes with my pals. Mm-mm. Okay.
We got your back.
Yeah, you can be my VP.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
That's my whole, I got your back.
Yep. I got your back.
Yeah. Every time I would do any kind of speech, it would just be, hey, you know, Brooks, I got his back.
And then everyone would just repeat, we got his back.
And then I'd throw up the peace signs and leave.
Yeah. You do a mic drop.
Yeah. I would just quote random presidents.
That'd be our debate too. I wouldn't even do the debate. I would just send you out there.
Perfect.
Yep. To say that and then just mic drop and walk out. Mm-hmm. Probably get a standing ovation.
I think so.
Yeah, from the judges too.
Oh, all right.
and the other panelists.
They would just like, you know, bow down. Yeah. Like, hey, we can't. We are not worthy.
We're not worthy.
All right. Man. So, hey, listeners, let's make this happen.
Yep.
Brooks and we would still do our podcast.
And we still do our podcast from the White House. We'd be like, from the White House. Mm-hmm. We are not live. We are broadcasting.
Straight from the Lincoln's bedroom. Yep. We heard it was haunted. We going to test it out. And then we'll have to fight over. No, I didn't say Abe Lincoln. I said Abe Lincoln. We'd have to like flip a coin of who's going to spend the night in the room. Because I get scared.
I heard it's haunted in there. I mean, you hear things about the White House.
It's pretty old.
Yeah, it's pretty old. It's been around for a while.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. But then what if something happens like the coronavirus? That would totally, like, suck. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do our podcast and shit.
Yeah, but we'd probably have the cure by now.
We totally would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You would announce the cure, and then I would go up and say, we got his back!
What would be the cure? It had to be something like so common and so out there. Mm-hmm. Radishes.
Oh my God, I was about to say raisins.
You wrote that raisins?
Yeah.
Our scientists have been working hard and diligently. And we have found a cure for the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Mix radishes and raisins. Put them in a blender. chop them up and grind them if you have to.
And eat it, drink it,
and
put it in your butthole.
Oh my God, I went for nose, you went straight for butthole. Well, I think you absorb it better through that way, I guess.
I wouldn't want it up my nose. It's, it's like it would burn.
That's gross, I don't know my nose, that would be gross. I'm just sticking it up my butt.
Just put it in your douche.
That'd be like one of the reporter questions. Over here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you. Hi, this is Bob from CNN. Can you step it up your butt?
I'm glad you asked that because
You asked that because yes.
The VP already did it.
Yep. Tested and approved.
And then I'll be like, it works.
It works.
I got his back.
Tingles a little.
And radishes and raisins. Got my back.
Got my back. Oh, man.
If the coronavirus, if the cure comes out to be radishes and raisins, I think we should take, we should get the glory, right?
Well, here's a good question that I thought of. Say you did catch the coronavirus and then like they found out like, whoa, she's immune. There's something about her blood that holds the cure to the coronavirus. And they approached her like, hey, you are the chosen one.
Oh, shit.
Now, you have a big choice here because you can go ahead and be like, yes, I will provide the cure. Or you can be like, well, how much is this worth to
you? Y'all got to be paying me. Because my blood ain't free.
Exactly. On one hand, it's like you want to be helpful and you want to be like, oh, you know, she was the chosen one and the immune one. But
I mean, you got
to hold all, you know.
I got kids.
Yeah, you got babies.
You know? I got babies.
She got babies. You know? And now you hold, is it, you hold all the cards? What is that saying I'm thinking of? Now
I
hold all the cards.
Am the Chiba. I don't know.
All right, we're coining that phrase too. So now you're the Chiba. You know, the chosen one. So do you hold it for like essentially for ransom? Like, hey, you're going to pay me like $1 billion.
$1 billion.
Or do you take the high road and say,
fuck the high road.
Give me money in my hand right now.
I need the money. Come on now. They're taking my blood, okay? That's right there.
I'm not a fan of needles. This is going to be traumatic for me. So y'all go ahead and pay me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
They're going to give me boo-boos. They're going to have to give me.
On purpose.
I need some dollar bills, y'all.
Okay.
I mean, what would you do? Okay, so I have heard that O blood is less susceptible to it than A blood. Mm-hmm. And I have O blood. And I don't have the coronavirus, so I can only believe what I heard.
Makes sense.
What kind of blood do you got?
Red.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. You got that red blood.
You got that red blood. Well, I hear it's blue on the inside.
It's not, though. That's a myth.
Yeah, because how do people know what blood looks like on the inside?
Right. They don't know. They just go by your veins.
Yeah, veins are blue, I guess.
But that has more to do with the vein color than the blood.
Well, how do you know?
That's just what I read.
That's just what people tell me.
I'd be listening to people more knowledgeable than me.
I don't think anyone's going to vote for us now that we're going to recommend sticking stuff up their butts for years.
That's just a quicker way, right?
Into your system. Like, you know, if you're like, if the corona's crept on you like pretty hardcore, you need to get that shit up there.
Immediately.
Yeah. Don't even worry about grinding it. Just a whole radish and a handful of raisins.
People are going to like, eventually, one day, when we're super famous, they're going to chop up all of the different, whenever I'm suggesting any kind of butthole thing. Yeah. Like, what's Megan's obsession with buttholes?
You can't, you gotta shove stuff up buttholes.
You can't turn into a zombie unless you get butt fucked. You can't cure the coronavirus unless you use the cure in your butt.
You gotta shove the cure up your butt.
Yeah. I just, you know, like, what I can think I say?
We probably should go through some of our old podcasts and take out, like, little highlights and funny moments and just make a podcast compilation.
Oh, I think we could do that when we both go on vacation because we're super rich.
Mm-hmm. Then we can just kick back and go through. Then we'll totally pay someone so we can just take it easy by the pool. Mm-hmm. To sit there and listen to all our podcasts, and then when they start laughing, then I'm like, oh yeah, this one's going in the compilation.
Yeah, they got to send it to us though. We got to approve it. Mm-hmm.
That's what I do with my streams. Is I go through and I get highlights from different streams. I make compilations. I upload to my YouTube channel.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty good too. I like watching them, especially the ones that I'm involved in.
Yeah, those are always good.
Because I'm pretty hilarious. I don't know if you know that.
I mean, that was the whole starting of the podcast was the us talking, sitting there playing Sea of Thieves, not doing shit and talking about the mermaid. And we were like legit. The boat was just sitting in the water and we were just sitting there talking.
It started for me, really, because I told you the origin of the mermaid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you asked me and I didn't know. I thought it was pirates.
Mm-mm. And pirates was a good guess, but it was wrong.
And whoever put that compilation video together did a really good job.
They really did.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Super talented right there.
Mm-hmm. Very creative.
The one day going to be the leader of the United Brooks and Pals.
The United Brooks and Pals. The UBP.
And then you're going to do away with the whole 4-year, and you're going to just be president forever. Yeah.
Forever.
That reminds me, Kevin, last night tried to tell me that The Mighty Ducks was a better movie than The Sandlot.
What? Mm.
All right, look, I can appreciate The Mighty Ducks. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
But
it's not The Sandlot.
It's totally not The Sandlot. I asked Facebook, and of course Facebook delivered. And it was like a huge, overwhelming response for The Sandlot. And
yeah.
You just gotta tell him he's wrong. And like, we just had another argument. I was like, hey, you want to put that on Facebook?
You need to post that shit on Facebook. I'll post that shit on Facebook.
We could have another poll on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was, but I knew I was gonna be right.
Oh, I probably need to do that. I used to do that a lot on my FanFox 4 when I used to, it was mostly versus. Like, mm-hmm. if a certain character from a movie or video game were to verse another character from a movie or video game. Or from characters from movies. Like I did John Wick versus what was Tom Cruise's character where he said Jack Reacher, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And of course John Wick won. I also did do you ever play Devil May Cry?
Yeah.
You know Dante?
Yeah, Dante.
I did Dante versus Spawn.
Oh, Dante.
Mm-hmm. Actually I think Spawn won.
I say Dante though.
Wow. And then another one. What's that? I'm trying to think of one of the more popular ones I did that got a big response rate out of it. Oh, also, which type of zombie do you prefer? Like in your horror movies, the walkers or sprinters?
Sprinters.
Yeah, sprinters are fucking scary.
They are. With this whole coronavirus outbreak, I'm like, we need to watch Dawn of the Dead.
Oh.
Because it's like an outbreak too. Right.
That's why we've been playing like Division 2, and we also been playing. Me and Cax played some GTFO.
Mm. Get the fuck out of here!
Which is like it's like a hardcore like Doom co-op kind of thing.
Well, you know, Dawn of the Dead came out 16 years ago. Yesterday, it was 16 years ago it came out. Yes.
Wow.
It was what's his name's film directorial debut, and he's like done producing for like a. Superhero movies and stuff since then, but this was his like debut Dawn of the Dead. I remember going to the theater and seeing this. So this was the year after I graduated high school, so it was 2004. I believe you were probably still in high school.
Mm-hmm. Well, I graduated 2005.
Mm-hmm. Me and Nomi went to the movie theater and it was so full that we had to sit in the front row.
That's what I had to do with Spider-Man.
Oh, and a pregnant lady sat beside me, but after that scene, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but there's a certain scene that has to do with the pregnant woman. She got up and left.
Yeah.
And I'm glad because I was like, oh, is she carrying a zombie? I don't know.
You just got like, already like look over to her. Y'all make eye contact and you start slowly looking down to her stomach.
Right. She got up and left. I knew it was going to be a good movie as soon as Johnny Cash came on.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yes.
The intro.
Mm-hmm. The man. Yeah. There's a man going around taking names.
And for, also for people who know that the one we're talking about is still technically is like the remake.
The remake, or the, it is. Yeah. From 2004. Mm-hmm. Because there was one in, I think it was the 70s, right?
Yeah. It was, I mean, it's an older one.
Yeah. Kind of like Night of the Living Dead. Oh, my God. Have you ever watched the old Night of the Living Dead? It's like, oh, my God, you have so much time to get away from this fucking zombie.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I like Sprinters. Hell? Sprinters are, like, scary as hell.
Yeah, they are. And yeah. I think it would just overtake. Like, you see, you always see these zombie movies and or shows like Walking Dead, and it's like so many months later.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, I mean, they walk slow. It's going to take a while for it to happen. Sprinters, it's like the next day and shit has gone bad. Yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I actually, love that.
I'm one of my stories later on, after I knock out a few little ones, I actually have a zombie series that I'm working on. Mm. Mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be a new supernatural craze. I feel like vampires had their chance. Zombies have had their chance. I feel like it's going to be something new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of werewolves. Werewolves are always, I like watching the Wolfman or Werewolf in London. Werewolf in Paris.
A werewolf in America.
Mm-hmm. That's American Werewolf in Paris, isn't it?
Oh, it's American. That's right. That's right. That's yeah. Right.
That I really like that one. That was a good one.
Teen Wolf.
Didn't it have? Yeah. What?
Teen Wolf. He's a werewolf.
Yeah. I mean, technically, yeah. I mean, that was still a good movie. I used to watch that when I was little. Oh. I thought that was awesome. I was like, man, I wish I would. That's probably where it came from.
He wanted to be the Teen Wolf.
I wish I could be a werewolf and play basketball.
I mean, because before he's a wolf, he's a short little goofy guy, and then he becomes really cool. But yeah, I don't understand. Like, if I was a girl, I wouldn't want that. Like, no. You.
He's probably a good dancer.
Oh my god! He dances everywhere he goes. Oh, ew.
That's probably why the ladies love him.
Dancing machine.
Just dancing all the time with anything.
Oh, God. He dances with the women, dances with the piece of wood.
Yeah.
Oh, before you said that, I was going to say that I don't really like hairy men that much. But, I mean, if they dance, come on.
Yeah, if they're a good dancer, they're a good dance partner, you might reconsider.
I don't know why that made me think of Jailhouse Rock, where he says, if you can't find a dance partner, use a wooden chair.
Which he totally would.
He would.
He would. He would.
Oh, oh man.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, why are we not famous yet?
I don't know. Yet? I don't know. We are so funny.
I mean, I hate that our listeners here is like tooting their own horns, but I hope they're laughing along with us going, they totally are.
Oh my God. I watched Kevin listen to us and he laughed so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he thinks it's lame that I listen to us and I laugh.
Yeah, no. I mean, I do highlights and stuff and go through my Twitch stuff. And then at funny mm-hmm. moments, I bust out laughing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of which, I probably need to do that too. I'm working on two separate VR compilations that I need to finish editing and get posted.
Oh, you know what I'm hoping with my stream is eventually I can do like my best showdowns or something like that with my poker, you know?
Yeah, that'd be good highlights. You can throw up on like a YouTube channel that's surrounded for that. And just make sure when you set up your stream and stuff like that, that when you actually start going live, there's an option within the Twitch dashboard. That allows you to save your past broadcasts, and it only saves it for like I think like a month or two or something like that, and then automatically deletes. You just have to make sure like if something really cool happens that you kind of make a mental note like, hey, I need to go back and get that highlight.
Does it save it in the OBS software? Like, can you download it from there?
No, it puts the highlights and or not the highlights, your past streams, past broadcasts on your Twitch page, so that people, whoever miss your stream, they can still go back and watch your past broadcasts while nice. They're still up.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
If you wanted to have it on your computer, you would have to simultaneously stream and record.
Does that like take up too much?
It would take up a lot of space, because it'd be like, depending on how long you play and stream, you'd be like saving hours of like video.
Mm. So it's best to go through and get your past broadcast and then chop it.
Yeah, that's the route I go. That way I can just go through my past broadcast. I can chop it up and get the little highlights I want. Even post all your highlights on your Twitch page. So every time you make a highlight, it goes to your highlights page. Nice. So you have your past broadcast and you have your highlights. So I got like highlights from like years and years ago. Gotcha. Of like funny moments and stuff.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Well, I think we've came to the end. We're over. We're like at least 30 minutes over.
Just 30 minutes over?
Yeah, that's all.
Well, that's it.
So yeah, I've had fun talking about some dirty dancing.
Werewolf dirty dancing.
Oh, the worst.
Ooh.
Oh, and then, hey, any listeners have an idea for a topic, please send us a message. We want to know. Either Facebook or, you know, use the record a message feature on Anchor.
Yeah.
Either way is fine with us. We just want to hear from you.
Agreed.
All right. Anything else, Brooks?
Nope, that's it. I think just want to let our listeners know to have a great rest of the day. Be safe and make sure to wash your hands and don't touch your face.
Yeah, and vote for Brooks and Pals. Vote for
Brooks and Pals. Brooks and Pals, 2020.
Bye.
And bye.